Welcome to Wheels World, your wheel overall, powered by 3Gen Physical Therapy and Sports Performance Institute. Every week we'll be coming to you with this podcast addressing current events, sports, and mental health. We hope that you sit down with us and listen to the show and maybe you take some useful information from it. And I hope you're having a blessed one. And away we go. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. I wanted to catch up with you all this morning. I know I just dropped something on Monday night, evening time. And I know I said I was going to do Monday, Fridays, but I've had this topic. I've been trying to get it out for the past day or so. I've recorded about three times. So this is the fourth time through. But today I really wanted to discuss something I thought was going to make you think a little bit. Also, I want to let you all know I'm also going to start doing some things for as health related. Since I actually do physical therapy, I want to also kind of help people who have kind of common pains and common issues. So I'll be dropping some of that stuff too. And you let me know what you think in the comments. But back to the topic. So today we're going to be talking about the topic that I really, 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 really just wanted to get out and everybody to hear. And that is success is the evil. With that topic, or that thought in mind, I'm pretty sure a lot of you have heard of that before, in probably different aspects. The perspective I'm going to use is more about contributing to your community or helping or giving back or reaching back. A lot of times when we become successful, a lot of us forget things. You know, the reason that we pushed so hard to get to where we were trying to get to, the actual people that we said we were going to help when we got there, the actual person that we inspired or the actual people that inspired us to do the same thing. And then we forget about helping others. And I always kind of use this type of actual thought process when I'm talking about what that really means. And basically also realizing that sometimes even going back to your community to help is hard. And that's really a whole nother topic for another day. But although we're not in our communities, you know, when we actually become successful sometimes, we are in a community, right? So with that being there, you have people you can help, people you can give things to, people you can assist, right? People you can actually contact, influence. And I think a lot of that is really just by choice. When we become successful, we get comfort. We expose ourselves to other comforts. We tend to become a little bit more selfish because we work so hard to get there that we believe or think sometimes that everybody can do it. Like the way I got there was this way. If I did it, anybody can do it. Yeah, anybody can do it, but you had a certain amount of things that occurred, whether somebody helped you directly or indirectly by giving you that motivation you needed, whether it was somebody being negative and you were trying to prove them wrong, or somebody being positive and you were trying to make sure that they were right. You still needed that push, right? When I spoke at this actual Black Youth Summit for healthcare at University of Mississippi Medical Center a couple months ago, I initially wasn't going to speak there. And the reason I wasn't going to speak there because that university had not did enough in my eyes for the underserved populations in order to get them the assistance they need, one, but as well as the exposure to the things that we do as an actual professional. And I think that it was so important, you know, that I really considered what was going to occur if I spoke. And it really wasn't even about me. I've actually been involved in that university when I attended and before I even attended. And when I actually did some actual conversations with some providers and some actual professors up there, since I've graduated, I can honestly say they haven't did enough. They just haven't. And I've actually volunteered myself to help and assist with that. I haven't gotten too much of an actual contact or reach out until Dr. Joy Kubler, I have to give her credit, reached out to me to ask me to help. I was really skeptical about doing so, but I know Dr. Kubler is very like a good woman. But the reason I didn't want to do so because I was tired of people using certain people to say they did something when you really didn't do anything. So I had to really ask people about, you know, what I was thinking and getting objective views from it. And some people just say, you know, it was a great opportunity, you should do it. I don't care anything about that. It's not about me. It's really about the actual thing I'm doing. Like, what am I allowing to happen? And I'm allowing the same status quo of people using people to order to say that we're doing something, or am I making an impact by showing the people that, hey, man, I'm doing this, but I'm doing this my way. And then after that, I'm not doing it this way anymore. I'm going to facilitate the process some way, shape, form, or fashion. I'm not going to sit here and ask somebody to help me with this. I'm going to figure it out. And hopefully by doing so, I can come up with an actual platform that'll help. So anyway, I decided to speak. When I spoke, I made sure that I dressed a certain way. No, I didn't wear a suit. Anybody knows me know that I'm super busy, super professional. I have a closet full of suits. That's not what that's about. I made sure that I look like the people I was talking to when they were just doing their normal day-to-day lives. Because when I was a kid and I was that age, I really, really didn't even hear you if you're wearing a suit and you're talking to me. To me, it wasn't real. Because where I was coming from, I didn't see a lot of that. My mom and dad, my dad is a mechanic and was a mechanic at the time, hardworking guy. And my mom, she was an electrician. I come from a family of hardworking people. So if you're not out here getting to it, if you got a suit on, I couldn't, at that time, I couldn't relate with you. Didn't mean I didn't think it was good. I just couldn't relate with you. So anyway, I had a certain type of attire on. I'm not going to really go in detail about that, but it got across the point I wanted to get across, which is a doctor, a nurse, any dentist, surgeon, anybody. We look like regular people because we are regular people. So nothing we do is actually not possible for the next set of people or generation of people. But a lot of times we're not available. We're not visible enough in that aspect. And as a result, the kids don't get the opportunity to be able to see us doing our thing and seeing that we're normal. I've mentored and tutored a lot of kids. I've trained a lot of kids. And it's always funny they ask me, "You a doctor?" with a question mark behind it. And they can't even believe it. And I'm like, well, I'm actually a doctor, a scientist, and a lot of other things too. But besides the point, yes, I am. Like, being me is not hard. Like, being me is what you, if you want to do that, you can get it. So me being successful doesn't strike evil to occur for me. I have my fights and my bouts, and it's more with the institutions or the big umbrella, the big building or the brand that doesn't stand for anything. That's the evil I have to like kind of get off of me, because it makes me want to do less for them, although it can help impact others. But I said, cool, well, what if I create my own brand and my own thing, right? Then I can do what I want to do. And it is really going to be genuine. So my evil is not everybody else's evil. Some people's evil is that I got this money, I'm about to go ball out, I'm about to take these trips, forget these people. Some people evil is just that, you know, they got to where they got to and they're like, man, I'm not giving anything, I'm not sharing anything, I'm not pulling anybody up or helping. As a result, that limits everybody. So today, when you're going through your day, thinking about how what you've accomplished to this point and how successful you are and who it impacts, I really want you to think about the evils of your success. Have you actually fallen victim to them? Have you actually overcame them? Have you actually given your time, which is the most valuable resource you can give back to whoever? It can be a person that's right in front of you. Somebody's beside you is asking a question. Can you give them information? Or the person that you know you need to help? Because a lot of times success becomes the evil, and we don't realize that that evil that we actually are buying into is causing everybody else around us to have the same type of feeling when they become successful, because they look at it as if nobody really cared about what I was going through when I was going through it. And with that being said, I hope you all have a great day, blessed day. Take 4 finally got completed. Hopefully it uploads, and have a blessed one. And I'll catch you in the next one.